Если рухнет голова, и тебя вдруг станет два, знает нужные слова только мама. Кто вернет тебе покой, кто коснется глаз рукой, кто прогонит сон плохой, только мама, 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 мама. Дорогая мама, всех теплей, постоянно прибегаю к милости твоей, мама. Только мама.
Женский дуэт должен быть.
If you're broken in your head and you're not one, just two instead, who knows the words that should be said? Only mama. Be ready to be there to caress your eyes with care, who will banish your nightmare? Only mama, 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 mama. Only mama, mama is so strong. I'm currently appealing to you in my song, mama. Only mama. Is eating you, and your death is greeting you, who is gently treating you? Only mama. If your life is full of dread, day's dead and night is dead, who brings a cat into your bed? Only mama, 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 mama. Only mama. Mama is so kind. Once again I am appealing to you in my mind, mama. Only mama.
Modulation. It's a simple device, but it really touches you, doesn't it? Oh yeah.
Only mama. If your life is full of dread, day is dead and night is dead, who brings a mole into your bed? Only mama, 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 дорогая. Приходи скорей. Все бегу и прибегаю к милости твоей. Мама, мама, only mama, mama is the one. I'm looking for you, mama, everywhere I run. Мама, only mama.
Really grateful to Mike Leon, Michael Gronis, Daniel Kahn, and particularly to myself for translating all these songs, or sometimes even originally having written them, some of them, in the language, let me remind you, of Byron and Shakespeare.
Why did they kill Pushkin? Why did they kill Pushkin in the wood? Why did they kill Pushkin? He was good. Why did Pushkin have to die? Wanna know the reason why they killed him? 'Cause they could. Why did Pushkin have to die? You wanna know the reason why? So listen as you should. Why did Leon Trotsky have to die? Why did they kill Brodsky now? Don't lie! Vladimir Vysotsky too, and Menachem Mendel the Kotsky too, because their debts were high. Menachem Mendel the Kotsky too, Kubla Khan of Xanadu, their debts were really high. Why were William Blake and Basho killed? Just tell me, friends, what purpose was fulfilled? Not a penny, not a cent, nothing earned and nothing spent. They killed him 'cause they always fucking will. Not a penny, not a cent, nothing came and nothing went. They killed him and they always fucking will. Why did someone have to kill Lenin? Shut up your fucking face, don't start with him. Okay, okay, so why did they kill John Lennon and Mr. John F. Kennedy? Tell me truly, Jim. Why did they kill Bob Dylan and Mr. President Lincoln? Why'd they do them in? Why did they put Jesus on the cross? This song is not so simple as you thought.
It's only stupid at the start, but now it's tangling up your heart and pulling up the monkey tail you've got. It's only stupid at the start, but now it's tangling up your heart and telling you the tale that you forgot. So why did they kill Pushkin in the wood? Why did they kill Pushkin? He was good. Why was Hamlet sacrificed and little Piglet sliced and diced and eaten all around the neighborhood? За что убили Плюшкина и зарубили Хрюшкина? Зачем на колбасу? Зачем убили Пушкина и погубили Пушкина за 80 су? Just for the hell of it, just for the hell of it, just for the hell of it, they killed him 'cause they could. За все хорошее, за все хорошее, за все хорошее, за 80 су. Вот так! Gotta eat me, baby. Yum 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 yum. I've got to eat me, baby. Yum 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 yum. Make you eat me, baby. Yum 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 yum. I've got to eat me, baby. Oh yeah, taste it, taste me. I'm your pizza, so very tasty, taste me. I'm your pizza. Oh oh, how tasty, taste me. I'm your pizza, so very tasty, taste me. I'm your pizza. The pizza from Rome, it tastes like you're at home. The pizza from Milan, like La Scala. The pizza from Verona is like Shakespeare. The pizza from Sicilia's like Mafia. The pizza from Mantua is like Dante. The pizza from Firenze, like Decameron. The pizza from Venice is like tennis. The pizza from Pisa is like pizza, yeah. Sempre amore, baby. Yum, 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 yum. Tu è mio cuore, baby. I'm your pizza. Io ti amo, baby. Yum, 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 yum. Let me lasciare, oh baby, on your pizza. And the Hanukkah version of it. You gotta eat me, baby. Yum, 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 yum. I've gotta eat me, baby. I'm your latke. I make you eat me, baby. Yum, 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 yum. I've gotta eat me, baby. I'm your latke. I don't know if the Thanksgiving version. I'm your turkey. The pizza from Russia is like vodka. Pizza from Finland like Finnish vodka. The pizza from Poland is like polka. The pizza from Israel is the guilty fish. The pizza from Hungary, you'll stop to be hungry. The pizza from Japan is Panasonic Hi-Fi. Pizza from Alaska is like Eskimo. Pizza from Sweden is most sexy. I'm very sexy, baby. Yum, 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 yum. So very sexy, sex me. I'm your pizza. Oh, sexy, baby. Yum, 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 yum. So really sexy, sex me. I'm your pizza. Everybody like a pizza all over the world. If everybody eat a pizza all over the world. If everybody wants a pizza all over the world. If everybody eat a pizza, yay! Eat a pizza, pizza, pizza. I'm the pizza. Eat a pizza, pizza, pizza. I'm the pizza. Eat a pizza, pizza, pizza. I am the pizza. Eat a pizza, pizza, pizza. Your pizza, your pizza. The pizza from America is more than apple pie. The pizza from New York, you do a lot of work. The pizza from the Bay, you feel like being gay. The pizza from Detroit, you're straight and destroyed. Pizza from Montana, you drive really fast and safe. Pizza from Texas, you do pay some taxes. Pizza from Boston, you study philosophy. And the pizza from Pittsburgh is like pizza, yeah. The pizza from Madrid, you've got to kill a bull. The pizza from Berlin, you've got to break a wall. The pizza du Paris, you've got to fuck a girl. The pizza from London, you've got to be cool. Some new pizzas from Daniel Kahn and me. The pizza of India, I don't want to offend her. The pizza from Nepal, you be careful not to fall. The pizza from Sahara, you gotta get some water. The pizza land of Switzerland is very expensive. Pizza from China rhymes with me China. Pizza from Palestine has to be clandestine. Pizza from Iran, yum, full of uranium. And Syria's pizza is serious pizza.
Песня посвящается Джиму Моррисону. Если бы не было секса, дракса и рок-н-ролла, ему бы скоро было 70 лет. In the dead of night.
All my life, day by day, flows it flows along its way. But the things are right,
in the dead of night. In the day there is a crowd, in the night all men get loud. Maybe things will be right in the dead of night. Под покровом ночи, in the dead of night. All my life is undersized, shorter than was advertised. Maybe things will be right in the dead of night. Днем полно народу здесь, ночью люд уходит весь. That's why things are right in the dead of night. In the dead of night. Ночь моя, жизнь моя, ох, как плохо мне с тобой. Быть таким здоровым под таким покровом, под ночным покровом. Please don't go, instead remain. Stay with me a little, I will yet complain. I will then to you relate all the troubles on my plate. It will be all right in the dead of night. Все равно приходи. Будь проще. Was a young lady, Diana. She loved a guy from Indiana. And there was a lady named Hannah, and she loved a guy from Montana. There was a young lady named Marion, and she loved an octogenarian. And there was a lady named Pearl, and she was in love with a, obviously, with a squirrel. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does the song really mean? The song's about love, the song's about fate, the song is about you and me. What does it mean? What does it mean? What could it possibly mean? The song's about love, the song's about fate, the song is about you and me. Translation was written before the original. I wrote it in Detroit, in the homeland of Daniel Kahn, with whom we later traveled in Torun when Nikolai Copernic was born, and we discussed the complete untranslatability of this song into English, which ended up with a complete original, which was written after the translation by us together with Daniel. So it used to be called Жила была девочка Нина. Now it's Lady Diana. There was a young lady named Terry, and she used to love the tooth fairy,
And there was a lady named Lauren, and she was in love with a moron. There was a young lady named Nina, and she loved a young entertainer like me. And there was a lady named Lena, and she loved an old vacuum cleaner. Жила была девочка Тина, любила она Буратино. А рядом с ней девочка Лена, ей нравилась просто полена. О чем это я? О чем это я? О чем эта песня моя? The song's about dreams, the song's about grace, the song is about foolish ways. What does it mean? What does it mean? What could it possibly mean? The song's about dreams, the song's about grace, the song is about good old days. There was a young lady named Annabel, and she was in love with the cannibal, exactly. And there was a small guy named Sue, and he loved the cannibal too. There was a young lady named Susan, and she was in love with her cousin, or probably with her bosom. And there was a lady named Annie, and she used to love Susan's granny. Жила была девочка Надя, и нравился собственный дядя. А рядом с ней девочка Мотя. Ну, Мотя, ей нравилась Надина тетя. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does this song really mean? A prodigal soul, a Calvary road, a place where we all have to go. What does it mean? What does it mean? What could it possibly mean? A funeral pyre, an eternal fire, and those who are weeping for me. О старых друзьях и подругах, о дальних краях и разлуках, о долгих объятиях нежных, о горьких слезах безутешных, о нашей смиренной юдоли, о нашей мучительной боли, о нашей железной дороге, о нашем неведомом Боге. Song of our friends and relations, of distances and separations, the song of our tender embraces and sad, bitter tears on our faces, the song of our torments and pains, of unending long-distance trains, of this sorrowful place we call home, of our God who is truly unknown, the song of our love, of our destiny, a song about you, about me, a song of our dreams, a song of our grace, a song of our pitiful ways, a song of our souls, of our Calvary, of the place where we all gotta be. О страшном суде, об адском огне, о тех, кто рыдает по мне. An infernal flames, the list of our names, of those who are weeping for me. Иван Петрович красавец надыбал волка в дом, погладил по башке, дал каши миску. There gonna be a translation too. Сказал: паси моих овец, жене овчарка в лом. А волк ему в ответ отгрыз пиписку. Ну что, ребята, скажете, как понимать прикажете? For little Johnny handsome face, the wolf was at the door. He let him in, he offered him some kiwi. He said, oh wolf, come guard my sheep, my dog don't work no more. And in response, the wolf gnawed off his wee-wee. So how about this parable? To what is it comparable? The wolf is always dreaming that he's in the wood. He'd lay down with the rabbit if he only could. But if you went and asked him, I wouldn't put it past him to say it made that rabbit into food. He might display some virtue, but he'd really rather hurt you, because he's always dreaming that he's in the wood. A man, he calls a plumber to repair his broken can. The plumber says it's fucked, it needs replacing.
So now the wife, she lives with kids at grandma's, while the man and plumber there in Cuba are embracing. So what you think is happening, and is this not a happy thing? The wolf is always dreaming that is in the wood. And once you let him in, you let him in for good. His canine in the dental, but this puppy isn't gentle. He'll eat your chicken like the wolfie should. No matter what you feed him, his nose will always lead him, because he's always dreaming that he's in the wood. I knew a very clever clarinetist from Baku. Ask him for any Mozart and he knows it. They say he's in the army now, cooking for the crew. And when they play a march, he really blows it, the cooking. So what's the matter, Stampin', again forgot to stir the stew? The wolf is always dreaming that he's in the wood. He'll play the fucking Wolfgang and he'll play it good. A carpenter, a plumber, in winter or in summer, his nature shouldn't be misunderstood. He's wolfish in his essence, and in from his adolescence he has been always dreaming that he's in the wood. Some people broke into your house and stole your favorite pen, and wrote that you're an asshole on the ceiling. So now you use the wiki wolf to bite them back again, revealing all the secrets they're concealing. But now that you have freed the wolf, you'll always have to feed the wolf. The wolf was always dreaming that he's in the wood. You thought it was redeeming like some Robin Hood. You might find out, however, it's all screwed up forever. But maybe it's not all screwed up for good. If you feed him twice an hour, the wolf might lose his power, and it will all end happily like Hollywood. Paying whores on credit, playing poker, jerking off in libraries, dog-earing all the pages. By reading Zen, I managed to unlearn all of this stuff, avoiding doing anything for ages. But then I saw my neighbor Jane and started with this all again. The wolf is always dreaming that he's in the wood. My friend, there is a demon in your neighborhood. The wolf might eat your spirit, you'd rather not go near it. I'm telling you, he isn't any good. So sing the wolfy chorus and send them to the forest, and let the wolves return forever to the woods. Stop being so medieval and turn away from evil, and let the wolves return forever to the wood. What that? The English by Daniel Kahn. Now, I'm gonna sing a song which I translated into English by myself from my beautiful Russian. This song is about differences and similarities between human rights and divine commandments. It's called Live Not by Lies. Do you remember old times and how Brezhnev the bad did screw up Russia then? Quickly the brave and invincible soldiers rose up to defend liberties. Do you remember their promise that all of us will live in peace once again? But under a single condition, that all of us learn how to live not by lies. Lies are surrounding us everywhere. They are sticking all over what we do. Once you've lied late at night, you get up in the morning and everything's fake by your eyes. Listen, comrade, if you want all those lies to become non-existent for you, here is a song that will give you instructions on how you can live not by lies. Live not by lies. Live not by lies. This was prescribed by the wise. Live not by lies. Listen and say, girls and guys, we wanna live not by lies. We got our
someone else's thing, then don't break it, don't fool, give it back. Things are not only just things for some people, they also could mean nostalgia. If you have spoiled someone else's belonging that God wants to give you a whack, the Lord of the Mountain will finally catch you and charge you for things used polishy by lies. If someone wants you, whereas you don't want them, don't worry, say no, that's okay. Meekly respond, I can do this, I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm not authorized. But those who do really feel strong that they really do wanna say yay must say yay. All of the words used in this case are wrong, just as long as you live not by lies. Hey, you live not by lies. Live not by lies. Use good old little supplies. Live not by lies. Tie on your arms as a sign and make an ornament between your eyes. Right is to live not by lies. Yeah. If you are tired in the middle of the road when you're wandering around as a tramp, make a break, get relaxed, take a nap, just lay down so you'll have what you call a long lie. Do you remember old times and how Moses commanded the Jews to encamp so they cannot just hang out there like camels and spit in the deserts of lies? Пусть тебе что-нибудь милое снится, а утром наступит восход. Станешь тихонько и вдаль побредешь, удивляясь, как росы свежие. Но не пытайся вернуться назад, можешь двигаться только вперед. Впрочем, назад тоже можно, чего уж там, главное, жить не полжи. Hey, live not by lies. Live not by lies. Do it and then realize. Live not by lies. Write on your gates in full size and on your doorposts likewise. Right is to live not by lies, yeah. If you apply for a visa in order to go to some far distant land, then they will give you some form to fill out, so be accurate when you apply. Neither a yacht nor a title shall pass from the little white blank in your hand. Cheaters are sent to the country where no one's permitted to live not by lies. Those who do live not by lies will be sent to the country where God's all around. He's hovering like birds with no limits, no landmarks, no boundaries, and no borderlines. Breathing his wondrous and wonderful breath just wherever he wants to be found. Light like a feather and warm like the sunshine and sweet like to live not by lies. Hey, live not by lies. Live not by lies. Here is on what one relies. Live not by lies. На косяках напиши и на вратах напиши. Вот она жизнь, не положи. Thou shalt not kill, neither steal, neither fuck people up from a vault that's been built. And don't give an oath, or at least if you gave one, then never betray or deny. As far as everything else is concerned, that the law should be do what the willed. Everything else will then fall into place if you live by a truth, not by lies. Come to the temple of God when the Sabbath, the holiest, gently arrives. There you'll be able to do what we call lay aside earthly cares of your lives. Properly lift up your hands to the Lord in the evening on blood sacrifice. Then he will grant you his smile and command you to live not by lies, not by lies. Жить не по лжи, а чё по лжи, что жить? Live not by lies. When you lay down and when you arise, live not by lies. Raise up your heart and rejoice. Live not by lies, that's the choice. Жить не по лжи. Not by lies, not by lies.
По-русски песенку спою сейчас. По-русски. Песенку, ничего не забыл, все, все. Эта программа закончилась, поэтому я спою сейчас по-русски песню. Она впервые исполняется в богохранимом городе
Нью-Йорке. Она называется «Песенка о планах».
Проснулся утром человек, и чтобы не заснуть, решил поделать человек хотя бы что-нибудь. Немножко кашки поклевал, немножко книжку прочитал, сходил гулять с собакой, а вот и ночь, однако. А за стеною брат его весь день не делал ничего, и нечего сказать мне про него. Как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Приятно, если план хороший, ты рекорды выдаешь, не выходя при этом из алькова. Но даже если планчик плох, ты все равно уже не лох, ведь лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Сказал надменный Епифан, куда ты клит спешишь? Не слышал, разве строишь план, лишь небеса смешишь? Расслабься, выпей, покури, присядь со мной, поговори. Доверься высшей силе, тебя там не спросили. А клит ему в ответ: «Факов! Уже ли план небес таков, чтоб кинул я, как поц, моих дружков?» «Нет, как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Мои друзья уже в пути, значит, мне пора идти. Они же меня ждут там полвторого. Мы будем петь и слушать транс, играть в маджонг и в преферанс. Не лучший план такой, чем никакого. Вот интересную фигню позвольте привести. Одна актриса инженю, а может травести, была сердечно влюблена не в молодого посуна, а в бизнесменку Лолу, партнерку по пейнтболу. И был такой у них пейнтбол, что вдруг они сменили пол, и все тогда вокруг сказали: «Лол!» Как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Но лишь заморский злобный враг согласен был подобный брак поставить на законную основу, чтобы расписаться в мэрии, решили жить в Бэй-Эрии. Уж лучше план такой, чем никакого. А если ты не диссидент, так вот тебе пример. Как троекратный претендент на Кубок СССР. И он же дважды чемпион, имел потери в темпе он. Но как-то рокернулся, и сразу темп вернулся. Ладья наев, король ножей, проще действовать уже в привычном и стабильном положении. Как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохого, чем никакого. Режим ансьен, режим нуво, а все же выбрал ты его. Пусть лучше статус-кво, чем все об ово. Так не спеши сказать адью и не раскачивай ладью, ведь лучше план такой, чем никакого. А вот изволькись посмотреть, товарищ, милый друг, предоставляет наша сеть большой пакет услуг. Дисконтный роуминг по стране, 100 смс по вип-цене, со скидкой половину звонки на Украину. Всего 3000 отдаешь за ежемесячный платеж, и это не звездешь и не трындеж. Как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Бесплатно час проговорив, используй наш дневной тариф и 5 минут как бонус в счет ночного. Бывают планы круче, но у нас так много включено, что лучше план такой, чем никакого. У каждой басни есть мораль, и это не смешно. Пропеть ее вам не пора, пора, пора давно. Суть в том, что есть на свете Бог, и только Он один бы мог давать оценки плану, а я судить не стану. И ты, родная, не суди, оставь сомнения позади, коль есть на карте план, в него гляди. Как говорил гроссмейстер Тартаковер, уж лучше план плохой, чем никакого. Мы все живем и все помрем, а как помрем, так и поймем, что это лишь начало жизни новой. И встреча обеспечена, и в плане все отмечено, и лучший план такой, чем никакого. Вот так!
И последняя песенка, the very last song, I know it as translated into English from Greek. Dionysio Savopoulos, Daniel Kahn, Цой Кроленко. Ола Рия, Ола Ра. что в переводе означает «О, Лария, о, Лара». It's supposed to be sung along. So like, Olaria, Olara. Let's try. Olaria, Olara. Let's try again together. Olaria, Olara. Отлично. Good. Olaria, Olara. Снег ложится на поля. Снег ложится на поля и мне на крышу. И умом я возлетаю в небесам. Снег кружится, и его во сне я слышу, и дыхание полупризрачного пса. О-ла-ри-я, о-ла-ра, в черный бубен бить пора. У детишек деревянные лошадки, у солдатиков бумажные мечи, и вампирчики веселые в тетрадке. Ты, пожалуйста, не спи, не молчи. Ой, ты скрипачка моя, крошка Оливер смеется, оборванец. Треплет Гитлер малыша по волосам, надевает бриллиант ему на палец. И летят они, обнявшись к небесам. О-ла-ри-я, о-ла-ра, чтобы крепче обняла, чтобы были все мы там на фестивале, чтобы чаша нам была на всех одна, чтобы все мы друг за друга выпивали капли сладкие и горькие до дна. О-ла-ри-я, о-ла-ра, веселится детвора, скачет Дракула с хипующей девицей, Торквемада с юной ведьмочкой кружит, бизнес-менеджер танцует с панк-певицей, с вавилонской блудницей вечный жит. И все дальше, и все призрачнее и краше, снег летит на землю с высоты, снег летит, и все кружится в нем и пляшет, и счастливая, и радостная ты. О-ла-ра, о-ла-ри-я, о-ла-ра. Thank you, friends! Извествует, что есть един, а един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествует, что есть два, два халдея, балдатея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествует, что есть три, а в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдатея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть четыре, четыре Евангелия и Евангелиста, а в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдатея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть пять, пять ясу Христа, четыре Евангелия и Евангелиста, а в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдадея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть шесть, шесть Господних херувимы, шестикрылых серафимы, пять Иясу Христа, четыре Евангелия и Евангелиста, а в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдадея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть семь, семь вселенских собор, шесть Господних херувимы, шестикрылых серафим, пять Иисуса Христа, четыре Евангелия и Евангелиста, в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдадея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть восемь, восемь концев у креста, семь вселенских собор, шесть Господних херувим, шестикрылых серафим, пять Иисуса Христа, четыре Евангелия и Евангелиста, а в трех лицах сам Господь, два халдея, балдадея, да един Мариин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может. Извествуют, что есть девять,
Девять чинов ангельских, столько же архангельских, восемь концев у креста, семь вселенских собор, шесть господних херувим, шесть икрил и серафим, пять яс у креста, четыре евангелия и евангелиста. В то крицеса в Господь, во ходе я был додею, да един Марин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может, известствуют, что есть десять. Десять заповедей Божьих, девять чинов ангельских, столько же архангельских, восемь концев у креста, семь вселенских собор, шесть Господних херувим, шесть икрыл и серафим, пять яс у креста, четыре евангелия и евангелиста. В трех лицах сам Господь, во ходе я был додея, да един Марин сын, над царями царствует, над попами может.
Thank you! Have a great winter solstice night with Interzona and Hess is more! And baby's all right. Thank you. Jet City.